This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
And I got connections in four today.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't play it yet.
You'll get it too.
Now that I know how to do the spelling game, I'm going to be good at it. I didn't realize it was so hard the way I was doing it. There was no way.
Yeah. Now you know. Wait. You have to use a center letter, and you can use any of the letters.
And multiples of the other letters. Yeah, like that's crazy. 20... You just opened up a whole new world. I'm going to be a genius all the time.
Well, once you get to genius, hit the today's hints, and then it'll tell you how many you're short.
Mm.
And then you know, and you can try to become a queen bee.
There's another fast.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
They're talking about the New York Times spelling bee.
New York Times spelling bee. It's daily.
Games.
So fun. V, you should play it.
Old people stuff.
You should play Connection.
I don't know. I play this game called Wordscapes.
Oh, like, I love Wordscapes.
I love that game. But I play it at night to help me go to sleep, which is like the worst thing you could do because then it's like screen time right before bed. But I love it.
Yeah.
It's
very restful. Yeah. On the weekends, it's timed, though.
Well, that's because it's a
tourney
contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tournament.
Yeah. Are you on a team?
No.
Why? Join a team. It's fun.
No, I don't like
chat
it like
with
that.
People on there? Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh,
no.
I was on a team called Champs for years.
She's disgusted.
No.
In fact, I got John on the team when somebody dropped off. I'm like, hey, you know, to the lady who runs the team. I'm like, hey, I want to get my husband on. And then right after that, I jumped off. Like,
what? That's crazy. No, I just like to
from it.
Jump on and play a little. I don't. It's not like Wordscape team. That's insane.
That's what the tourneys are for. So you battle all weekend.
Did back in the day. Remember, you could play Scrabble with someone, like just randomly on the internet. They'd pair you. I mean, this was. Yeah, something like that. This was like 15 years ago. I mean, we weren't even on our phones as much. And I would get on there and just play randomly and leave or whatever. And this one nerd like flipped out on me because I didn't take my turn quick enough. And they're like, if you're not serious on here, I'm waiting for my turn. I was like, fucking bunch of nerds, dude. I gotta get out of here.
Wow.
So I just played by myself.
Russian fools, dang.
You don't play Scrabble's turn quick enough? Get a fucking life, dude. Anyways, happy Thursday, guys.
Happy Thursday.
Leave all that in.
Yeah, that all stays in, obviously.
That's how she feels about your comments, but you're not going to join a team? You fucking loser, nerd.
Like, I'm like, why else? Of course I joined a team. I want to play. I'm playing this game. Fucking
what'd you do
it.
This weekend? Oh, my God. My team crushed it on Wordscapes, man. It was a wild
Saturday. Came in
Saturday.
Second place, man. It's really hard to beat that other team, the double champs. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. It's just fun. Just good times, you know. Word games. I love them. You should try the word...
Connections.
Connections is great. That's fun.
I just did connections while we talked to her while she was crushing fools. I just did connections. No, I missed one. I went for the names of, and then I threw one in there that wasn't because it is.
They always trick you. It goes with somebody else's set instead of the one.
Iris is a song by Goo Goo Dolls,
Goo Goo Dolls
which is what I, and then I went. Oh, what? Oh, then I looked at all the others and went, oh, that's part of the... Oh, you mother... Anyway, I got it. Okay, where are we? Hi, V.
Well, we're doing the secret show.
Hi.
How's it?
Super
fun. Welcome back, Vinny.
Sorry, I just
welcome back from the game.
I love the game. It's very fun.
It is. It's fun. It's actually fun to. I'm on a little thread with Vinny and Christina, and man, that game will kick our asses, all of us. But then one, or you know, me and Vinny get our asses kicked, and Chris goes, "Oh, got it in four.
Oops, like, oh, sorry."
Oh. Anyway, it's fun games. Yeah. It's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, starring V Hale, and it's Thursday. September 14th, 2023. Hello, all. Anything to report from yesterday? Was there any, how's your fuck buddy doing? Is there any progress?
Nope,
with that?
He still gets no airtime. Nope.
Mm. Oh, dear. Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
V Hale, if this boy that you like so much, or don't really like, whatever. If,
yeah.
Okay, if this boy that you hardly like at all, asked you,
thank you
to go dancing, would you
oh
be like, fuck off? Or would you be all, oh, well, yeah, I'm good. I'm down for a slow dance. Let's do that. Mm. Or even, you know, all the dancing, the fast dances.
Where are we crashing a high school prom? Where are we dancing?
I was asking you.
Something you invite people to? Do you go and your wife go dancing?
Yeah, I don't. That's like in the movies. Yeah. I've never even heard of that in real life.
Like when I was 22, I'd be like, "Let's go dance at the club." Like,
yeah, right. The club maybe.
Right,
but you never ask someone. You just in the club.
Well, he wants to take you to the club, buy you some champagne. He's hoping for. He's gonna go to the DJ and say,
"The club. We're 39 and 47.
Can you play Careless Whisper? I want to dance slowly. And can you also say?"
Careless
this
whisper.
This is from Ryan. Write that down. Ryan to V Hale.
Oh God, the Seacrest thing. No, I told you. No dinner. No, that's blurring the lines.
So you won't slow dance with him, but you'll lick his butt.
Where are we slow? This isn't even like a real life scenario.
Bring over your record player.
What are you talking about?
Girl, put your record
I'm sure
down.
At the club they still want to play a slow song once in a while for the
We're
people
not
who wanna...
clubbing. No one's going to the club and they don't play slow songs at the
Ever.
Club.
Yeah, they
Ever
do
have.
In the club. They have to give people a rest. It's a requirement.
No.
Every three
no.
nights.
I don't know the last time you guys
song.
Went to the club,
it's been a
but
while.
They don't play slow songs there. Yeah.
I think the last time I went to a club might be. Oh, no. We definitely went to that. What was that one club? It was Backbeats. Went to Backbeats, and there was some club music going on.
Mm. Yes, oh. Club dance music. Yeah.
Mm. All right, fine. I didn't know that you were so hostile about slow dancing. So you won't slow dance with Ryan.
Or eat. He won't eat.
I don't think I've slow danced since high school when there was dances.
Hold
like,
on
that's
a minute.
All I'm saying.
You're telling me you haven't even been to a wedding where you slow danced with somebody at the wedding or at some party where you slow danced?
A party. Okay, you guys, I think what party...
Parties that have bands or DJs, and then people are dancing.
Yeah, and then someone
no.
says,
party, no. I can't
someone
even remember.
Named Ryan yeah, no. says, can you play Open Arms and tell V Hale to meet me? Say,
no,
meet
negative.
V Hale, meet Ryan, center dance floor for this next number. Open Arms going out to you. Journey, everybody.
Everyone form a circle. Here they come, the happy couple.
Oh my God, you guys. No, you're killing me. No.
And you slowly, and you sing it in his ear while you're dancing, holding each other.
Oh my God, it's so gross. No.
You don't, so you wouldn't good. Sing this and whisper it in Ryan's ear on the dance floor
no!
ever.
No!
Oh my God, you're like dead. You're like dead inside. Your heart.
Like am I dead? Or,
I think.
Yeah, I don't.
She's
I
got
wouldn't
walls
sing into someone's
built around her heart.
I wouldn't sing into someone's ear that I loved. I don't think.
Just another brick in the wall.
Just oh, whisper, God. You know,
just
like
another
softly.
Yeah, like this.
Whisper. Yes. You're so sincere. Yeah. Be hail. How could our love be so?
What is it?
Blind. Oh boy! Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I still have the same blank spot in that song. I've been able to say that. Anyway, fine, V-Hale. Never mind. You tell us.
I don't know what I'm telling you. No dancing. No dick down.
No dinner. None of the D shit.
Yeah.
He's got
the
only bad
D
dick
is
energy.
The dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you guys the title of three things, and you're going to tell me which one we're going to do.
Okay.
He punched a hole in the wall in my apartment. Should I move out?
Mm.
College reunion or cum slut?
Oh.
Well, for the first one, we don't even need to discuss. Yes. He punched a hole in your wall.
So
he probably has some anger issues, might be a psycho. I've seen it. So, yes, break up with him.
Yeah.
What are the other two?
Maybe you should hear more than if... Maybe there's... I don't know.
Oh, sounds like Bryn has read this one.
No, I did skim it, but...
All right, hold on. Bryn is the one who wrote these titles. So, Bryn, I'm going to let you choose. He punched a hole in the wall in my apartment. Should I move out?
No,
college reunion
accurate.
Or cum slut?
You guys should choose. I did read them all, but I was just saying because she shouldn't assume based on just like.
Oh, well,
one sentence,
see what I mean?
Right?
How he's almost like defending that one. Like, don't write that one off so easily.
That's why he put it up first. He's like invested. He's like,
no, that's just the most recent one that came through.
Oh. That's, yeah, let's do it.
You guys
look
at Bryn's
little
come
face.
On.
He wants
how
it.
Is cum
everybody
slut
wants
to
the cum slut.
How is that not getting
picked? Do cum slut. You got to do cum slut.
Obviously,
then. All right.
Cum slut's the one. Is it? I mean, really? Why is there any? Why are you raising your hand? You got a question about?
Oh, I'm stretching.
Oh, oh,
oh. Stretching. Oh. Sorry.
I mean, as soon as I saw cum slut,
I heard
like,
cum slut. I was like,
doing,
here. Oh
obviously.
No, it's not a tendon.
Oh, is that why your arm went up? Okay.
It's no, nice, I'm just kidding. I was really stretching.
Sexy as you might expect it to be, though. Unfortunately.
Oh. Wait, you're telling me I punched a hole in the wall is better than cum
slut?
It's
better than cum slut.
No,
slut
I'm
is
just
a
saying cum slut
title.
Sounds very, like, you know, sexual. It's not very, it's different, but.
Oh.
How it, I,
go
I,
for it.
I'm about to
He's
find out
He's telling you not to do it.
How cum slut could be not sexual.
Go for All it. Right. Let's find out.
Hi, Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Alex, and maybe V.
Wait, which one are we doing?
Cum slut.
Cum slut.
Oh, okay.
No. I was really wondering about the whole
Man, this is a lose-lose. Come on.
Dude, we're going to spend the whole time deciding which title and like, then be like, okay,
listen,
tune in next week.
It's like picking a movie at Sarah's house.
We're doing fucking cum slut. That's okay. What we're doing. Deal right. With it. Tomorrow, we'll do I Punch a Hole in the Wall. All right? We'll do that tomorrow. Okay, okay. V-Hill doesn't want me to be bored with that one. She wants to hear about the cum slut.
I don't know. Bryn's selling it for me. Okay, cum slut.
Hi, Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Alex, and maybe V-Hill. I'm at a total...
Hey.
I'm at a total loss. Oh, this is like a sad one. My boyfriend of 5 years is moving out in 2 days. He called my 20-year-old daughter a cum slut while screaming in her face, telling her she comes home every night to wash men's cum off her face. Wondered why she was still living at home, told her to go get a man, presumably to be like his 21-year-old daughter who married a guy newly enrolled in the military at age 18. He has 3 kids, all adults. Oh, the boyfriend has 3 kids, all adults. Although he raised them as a single dad later in life, he is mostly estranged from the two that do not live with us. His 26-year-old son does
Wonder
live with
why.
Us. I know. This all started from a fight over her eating an egg and a banana that he bought. He threw the remaining food away after she ate it, and when I asked him about it in front of her, chaos ensued. He has never liked her. She is a dick more times than not. Got uprooted to Sacramento from the Bay Area so I could buy a house and move a guy and his 2 kids in about a year after a divorce. She always had an attitude. He's never liked her. It's been respectful, but I've always been in the middle of BS until this blow up. My daughter is rightfully a wreck. She's not perfect by any means, but my only child, and I am the primary parent. She's hurt, mad, feels unsafe, and essentially gave me an ultimatum, me or him.
Mm.
It's impossible to turn off my emotions for a situation that lasted about 60 seconds. But as you can imagine, it's been a long build to this point.
Yeah,
I've never heard him speak like this. He's never been like that to me. I feel like he lost his shit. He wished he could take it back, but he can't. He tried apologizing day 2. But since has done nothing to make it right. After 11 days, my daughter lost it and told me what a piece of crap mom I am to stay with a man that has sexualized her, the daughter. Fuck. I said he had to leave, and he is in 2 days, but I'm a wreck. I love him. He's my best friend. We live a great life. We have a great companionship, but he crossed a line I don't know is repairable. Am I jumping the gun on asking him to move? Is what he did forgivable? Can I be with a man that hates my daughter and doesn't respect me enough to pretend to be kind? Help from Sack. Do not mention my name. Well,
I don't think he sexualized her.
Well,
to me, sexualizing
slut,
is like
coming home, washing cum off.
Yeah,
her face,
but to me,
like
sexualizing is
her.
Making it like dirty or like, ooh, hey,
that's
like that was, well, it's a dirty use of a word, but I mean sexualizing, like when you take a little kid and take a picture that they shouldn't be in, that's sexualizing them. Like, I think he just really fucking berated her. Like,
well,
it's terrible, but I don't know if sexualizing is the word. But
about, he let all his private inner thoughts about this daughter, who he clearly does not like and does not have respect for, he let all of that come pouring out over an argument,
yeah,
over an,
yeah, he's
got to
go.
Banana.
I agree
does,
with that.
I think this lady is, it's hard. I get it. That sucks. It's terrible, blah, blah, blah. But this guy's got to go. If only because
and
of
also,
the relationship with your daughter.
Because the daughter is somewhat at fault here, not for being called a cum slut, but clearly she even said she's not, like, you know,
she's a dick.
Great by any means and has had her own issues. But this guy's got to go. Like, that was, he unleashed some shit and meant it. Like, that's been building up for years. Mm-hmm. But moving forward in another relationship, like, you got to call out your daughter too. Like, she just can't be living with you at that age and then just be like fucking rude to other people that live in the house. Like, that could be damaging to any relationship she's in moving forward. I'm just throwing that out there.
No, I agree with that. And I will say too, like, this is a 20-year-old and I think that people are, and this guy's got a 26-year-old son who actually still lives with them too. So it's not like he's calling her out because she's 20 and still living with them, because his kid, who is 6 years older, is also still living there. Like, it's just, I mean, he unleashed, it was rude. But I do think that they're all of an age where some respectful roommate behavior, this is not just a parent-child relationship anymore. This is, these are adults. Every single person involved in this is an adult. Although it's hard to act like an adult around your parents sometimes, and childish behaviors do come out, like, that needs to maybe be communicated to her. Like, listen, you do know that he's upset, he gets upset about the food, you can't, you know what, it's the straw that breaks the camel's back, which he was out of line, but we're all adults here. If
that's,
you want
just
to be treated
insane,
like one,
over an egg and a banana. Like,
I agree,
that's some other pent-up shit, and he took, yes, it out on a banana and an egg. Like, that, no one's mad that an egg and a banana got eaten. That's insane. So there's, like, much more deep-rooted issues there. But,
well, if you're on a diet, yeah, you know, counting your macros and stuff, you got to...
right, yeah.
Good, I mean, solid point, Alex. Very, yeah.
Right, like, totally. Messed up, you know, his macros for, yeah, the day, aho.
Weighing that,
yes,
out.
And you're,
we're
itching to knock somebody
here
out because you're hangry and all that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to yell cum slut in somebody's,
right,
face. You fucking cum, yeah, slut, you ate my egg and my banana.
It's my protein bar, bro.
You fucking come,
my
home,
God,
and wash the cum off your face.
I need my carbs for the workout.
Like, honest to God, that is, it's so awful what he said. I mean, it just speaks to how little he thinks of her. And as her mother, whether she's a bitch or not, like, that's a, it's kind of like, I,
well,
can't really
be
with the guy. We're, like,
no.
Your relationship with my daughter is never going to be the same. And
no, or with her.
Too. Right.
Like, it's one thing if he was like, oh my God, you're such a petty, selfish bitch.
Yes.
Maybe.
Totally.
Maybe
different
if he called her a bitch.
A rude,
but a
cum
slut, where did that even come
little
from?
Little pig, right.
Yeah, that's, cum slut is, whew.
That's a, wow, rough, a hard one to swallow.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I actually don't even have that one in my freaking vocabulary.
Right.
Yeah, I don't, I actually don't either.
Yeah, maybe this guy has some experience with ladies coming home with cum.
I was like, who's he calling? Like, he really, like, usually, especially in anger, it's something that's in your head, right?
Yeah.
So you're like, pulling right from what you usually go to.
Maybe one time she had some, like, dried cum on her hair. And her,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Something.
Like, we have to consider,
well, and that's,
like,
the other thing is, like, what
is it possible that she did come home with, you know, cum on her face and,
yeah,
she's a slut? Maybe
there?
He's just pointing out facts. We have to consider that possibility. It might
harsh.
Be.
Probably not. She probably, like, comes home late or something.
Yeah.
I even think calling her a whore. Not that I think that would have been okay, but even calling her a whore is better than cum slut.
Yeah. Well, none of those are ideal, though. Whore, even bitch. Like, this is your
No, I don't think any of them are ideal, but I'm just saying that's
name
to really drive that name home. It's like...
Name calling's just never... You're, like, lowering yourself to a child's level when name calling starts happening. Like, it's not... It's just not... Vinny, your thoughts. I see that now you've leaned forward. What are your thoughts?
Well, no, I'm listening. I actually don't feel like I've got this one because it's difficult. I only know of step parents from stories other people have. My parents stayed together. I never had to deal with some dude who's doing my mom moving into my house and suddenly having to accept whatever his fucking rules are when I'm sitting there still going, "You're not my dad. Don't tell me what to," you know what I mean? So I can see that there's some issues from go in that scenario. Right. You know, I don't know how that would feel, but I don't think I'd like it. I do know that I've heard stories from someone I'm close to who had what would be called a step monster in the house. Mm. And it made her feel incredibly uncomfortable all the time. And like, it put the father in between the two of them, and there were arguments that were happening that were like unwinnable because dad couldn't choose the daughter. He lives with the wife, the stepwife, the stepmom. Yep. So there's a lot of like weird dynamics that I never had to deal with. I don't know what that would be like. I do know that in hearing those stories, I always felt like a parent has to side with their child. They have to. They have to defend their kid against this person they've brought into the house. But I think of that as a child, not a 20-year-old.
I know.
You know what I mean?
So I don't know where that line is. 20-27, get the fuck out, dude. Get some roommates and get the fuck out. Like, that's insane. So, I know it's a weird, expensive time and people are at home. Kick rocks.
So that is another part or another dimension to the story for me, which was, I do think if I, let's say, and this is just hypothetical crap, but let's say I'm divorced now and I'm dating and some lady comes into my house and meets my daughters and suddenly gets competitive with them. Or gets weird with them around me because, like, I'm sorry, I can't date you if you can't get on with my kids. Period.
Yeah.
There isn't a, well, maybe I can have you go on vacation on weekends when they're here. Like, no, you've got to get on with my kids. The end. Mm. Or we're not cool. So,
but remember, sometimes it's the kids. They have just, and the mom is saying, I hate that bitch, you know, whatever. And the kids bring that to your relationship and they will poison any relationship that you're in.
I fully agree with that. But in the end, I just feel like you gotta side with your kids because they can't leave. A young kid, a 20-year-old, I'm kind of with V, which is, you know what? Both of you fucking grownups get the fuck out. And we might not have this problem that we're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I don't know.
It's hard. I feel for her. She's like, I love this guy. 5 years. He's my best friend, you know? As here they are growing up and they're, I don't know how old they are, but if they've got 20 kids in their 20s, they're, you know, in their 40s and 50s and they found someone and they live together and it's all good except that it isn't. It's gross. I hate this one.
To continue juggling, I would also add that one thing I've learned through becoming married and having a family is there are things you have to work through that you wouldn't work through. Mm-mm. So there's a lot of things, whereas a guy dating, I'd be like, fuck that, I'm out of here. And then as a guy married with kids, I'd be like, I got to eat that, don't I? God damn, that sucks. And you got to figure out how to be a grown-up, how to talk through it, and how to come out on the other side with some resolution, some workable resolution. It's hard, but it is what most families and most grown-ups have to do, especially if they're married. So these two, yes, the guy can leave. He can leave. Bye. But I think you do sometimes have say things in anger. You have to be able to not take them back, but say, I apologize. I was angry. There's some other stuff we got to work. Like, I don't know. This one's really got me. It's, I think she just has to go ahead with her plan.
It's an ugly one. But maybe they could call it a temporary separation, or, you know, a separation, but that they want the whole family to go to, like, a family therapist. Like, if this is someone that she's like, wow, this was kind of my plan. Because, honestly, when your kid reaches age 20, you do start to look toward the future. What is my life going to be like without kids? Who would I want to be in a relationship with? What would that look like? What will my retirement look like? Where am I going to wind up? And if she really loves this guy and he's her best friend, maybe she says, okay, now you, 20-year-old, you've gotten your wish. He's out of the house. My wish now. I want us to all go to family therapy because this is not a person I necessarily want to lose. I agree. What he said was wrong, and he's been punished for that. He's out of the house. I want to see us get back to a place where we're all together because this person is important to me.
V, did you grow up, was your stepdad in the picture for a long time or later in life?
No, later. They started dating when I was in college.
Okay, so what I wanted to bring up, and you can speak to this probably a lot better than I can, but I certainly have witnessed, we have a good friend. She's a single mom. She's raising two wonderful kids. They're awesome. They're great kids. They're good, respectful, nice, good, great, all the stuff. But she's bonded with them in ways that, because she's a single mom, I don't know that anyone bonds with their kids like that. Like, it's,
oh, it's completely different.
They're her
different whole
life, and there aren't, she doesn't date. She spends her weekends and her vacations and all her time with these kids. That bond is intense.
Yeah, it's completely different. Like, growing up, like, people would be like, oh, I hate my mom, or I can't believe they did that. I was absolutely complete opposite. My mom and I were, like, when I was growing up, best friends, like, and then high school, like, I went on, but my mom was like, I'm not dating. I'm not having a man in here telling me how to raise my kid. That's not your dad. She tried dating a little when I was younger. I hated it. And she was like, all right, I'm going to raise you. I'm going to get you out the house, and then I'll focus on me. And I can tell you, it's the best thing that could have happened, because it, for me personally, as a kid, it wouldn't have worked. And I think it does drive a wedge between when someone that comes in that isn't your parent, and then your mom or dad is siding with the step parent or the boyfriend or the girlfriend. It's a mess. But yeah, our bond is completely different than other people I know with their parents. So
in some ways, this person who wrote in too, as I try to backtrack over the 5 years that they've been living together and all this, you know, like, it almost couldn't have happened at a worse time for the now 20-year-old. Like, 15, it's like you even said, you get into high school, I'm sure you and your mom butted heads over stuff, because that's just what the relationship is between a mom and a daughter. Even no matter how close you are, there's always going to be that, there's a push and pull. Mm-hmm. And I think that for her to get uprooted from where she lived, to move to Sacramento, to live with some dude, and that dude's then, I guess, 21-year-old son, or maybe he was at school or whatever, it's just... At 15, it almost couldn't have happened at a worse time. She probably had to leave her lifetime's worth of friends to move to Sacramento in high school to make new friends, etc. I'm sure it just...
Yeah, the resentment was high, doomed, for sure.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this guy blew his top, and if you really want to put it back together, maybe you say your demands have been met. Now you're going to meet mine. I want there to be some family therapy. I want to see if we can put this back together, because once you move out of the house, maybe he's moving back in. And maybe if we can make this work before then.
Yeah, it's tough. It is tough, especially, and I don't know if I made the point well enough, but I do think that for the daughter at 20, she's in that fuck it stage. She's not in the stage where she's like, well, let's, you know, I probably have a role in this too. Let's look at both sides of the street. My side of the street is pretty messy as well. I'm not like, that's not what 20-year-olds
do. 20-year-olds are always right. Like, they're perfect.
Double middle fingers in the air. On to the next thing, motherfucker. Like, that's
Amen. You're 20. Right. Yep.
So, you know, for her, it's not going to be something she's really looking to bridge.
That sucks. This one sucks. I like when they're solvable. This isn't solvable. This is family dynamics at their worst.
It's just a matter of, is she going to force everyone to put in the work and try to really build a family unit here? Or is she going to say, as she obviously already has, get out. You can't be here if you're going to talk. And I get that. I would defend my daughter. I'd defend my daughter. And like I said, I'm not a single mom that brought up those kids by myself and developed an incredibly strong, not just mom-daughter relationship, but as V just said, friendship.
Yep.
So,
yeah, I don't know if you walk back, cum slut. That's all I got to say.
That's really hard. That's rough. And that's why it's a good title for this, because cum slut is like so fucking harsh. He's like not even in our vocabulary. And we're like, whoa, that's.
Well,
yeah.
And that's why I mentioned that. Like, that's not in my vocabulary, but it might be in someone else's.
Yeah. I never hear it used. Maybe we'll hear it more now.
I throw commie pinko bastard around like it's nothing. There's other people who might be like, don't call me that. I don't know. Is that not the same?
Like, what do you even mean by that? What are you trying to say?
I don't even know.
Standing for the same thing as you? I don't get it. What is happening? All right. Anyway, please, you know, if there's a real therapist out there that wants to give us a suggestion, we welcome that always. Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. And, you know, let us know how this goes. Help from SAC. All right. Hey, V, thanks for being on today.
Sure, guys.
Always great to have you.
You come, sluts?
Yeah.
Hold on. Before you go, V, Thursday. The weekend is right out there in front of you. What are you going to do to go grab that, you know, the world by the short hairs and go have the times of your life?
By the balls?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I can go find a new fuck buddy.
Yeah, let's find a new fuck buddy. I want you to get a new fuck buddy. I hate this old fuck buddy.
You know, or maybe he's going through something and just needs a minute.
Fucking boo-hoo. Have some sex and then keep going through it. Oh, my God, I'm going through it. Like, I'm coming over, putting your dick in my mouth and leaving. Like, going through shit. Get out of here.
Go through it on your own time. I need the dick.
Yeah,
fucking take a break from your drama.
A lot of people hearing that are like, I would take that deal. So it's you're not wrong.
Pretty much any man I know would never be like, I just don't want to have sex. I'm going through something. Like, oh my God, gross. Yeah. We'll find out. I don't know. Maybe he'll hit me up and I'll go get dick down. We'll find out.
Yeah, and then it'll all be like, well, I just really got carried away. My bad.
No, it
went all girly.
It'll still be ridiculous, but I'm not reaching out anymore. Like, dude. If you got to, like, beg for sex, that's not a thing. Sorry.
Okay, no, so there's a chance, if he texts you, that you'll go over there. Otherwise, the weekend's wide open and there's no plan.
Correct.
Oh, boy.
That's it.
This really isn't. You know, a married guy with kids was hoping you were going to lay out some fantastical plan. Of like,
yeah, I wish I had some cool life. I don't.
Radio. I'm gonna go to a concert and be backstage, and I'm gonna go do all the stuff.
You're in radio too. When's the last time we got cool tickets and backstage passes? Years.
Good point. I know
that game has changed. Pandemic phenomenon.
But I'm
has changed.
Can you get me three others? I've got two little kids and a wife to bring along.
I know.
As well,
it's not just me.
I'm bad at asking for shit. I am.
We'll get better at it.
I always feel like that. Better at it.
All over the place.
Right. I would like a blowjob right now. whatever you want. I don't know what she wants.
What did she just say out loud?
Nothing.
I don't know, Sarah. What's going on?
I want a blowjob. I got to go. I got to go. Okay, see you guys later.
Bye. Oh, sorry. I meant bye to you guys.
No, it isn't.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.